Title: Top Loop in Ableton Live 12, Sequence It for Rag Infused Chaos Intermediate. Alright, in this lesson we're building one of the most addictive layers in drum and bass. The vocal top loop. Think chants, shouts, little ad-libs, rhythmic chops, that layer that sits above the drums and bass and makes the whole tune feel like it's talking back. The goal is a specific kind of energy. Chaotic but controlled. It needs to feel like it could fall apart at any second, but it never does. It stays tempo tight, it hits with swagger, and it leaves space for the snare and the bass to still feel massive. We'll do this in Ableton Live 12 using stock tools, warping, simpler in slice mode, groove, note probability habits, follow actions if you want performance chaos, and then a processing chain that keeps everything bright and aggressive without turning your mix into soup. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 176 BPM. I'll reference 174. First, quick mindset. Pick a lead slice. One recognizable word or chant is the brand. That's your hook. Everything else is basically percussion around it. If every slice is trying to be the main character, the listener hears noise, not a vibe. Step 0. Prep your source vocals. Fast and ruthless. Grab a handful of ragga-style phrases. Your own recordings are best, but packs and resampled bits are totally valid if you've got the right sorted. Drop them onto an audio track and name it Ragga R-I-W. Now, go hunting for usable moments. You're not looking for perfect sentences. You're looking for moments. A single pull-up, a rewind, a selecta, a laugh, a breath, a shout, even a vowel that sounds like a siren. Once you find a good region, consolidate it so it's easy to manage. Seed MD or Control J. Do that until you've got maybe 5 to 15 solid little chunks. Step 1. Warp correctly, because chaos still has to groove. Open each clip and enable warp. Now choose the warp mode based on what the clip is doing. If it's rhythmic and choppy, go with beats. Set preserve to 1/16 to start, maybe 1/8 if it's getting too machine gun and clicky. Keep transients on. If it's more sustained, like a long vowel or something melodic-ish, use Complex Pro. And yes, play with formants. Small moves, like minus 10 to plus 10, can change the attitude dramatically without turning it into a cartoon. Now set the segment BPM roughly right. It doesn't have to be perfect, but avoid extreme stretching. Then add warp markers to lock the important syllables to the grid. Anchor the first transient to 1.1.1, and then pin the key moments to strong musical points like bar lines or half bar points. Here's the reality check. Indeed, NB, you want it tight enough to push the momentum, but not so perfect it loses its rude attitude. Slight human ugliness is part of the genre. Step 2. Slice it into a playable top loop instrument using Simpler. Take your best 1 to 4 bar phrase and drag it into a MIDI track, so it loads into Simpler. Switch Simpler to slice mode. Slice by transient, then adjust sensitivity until you get syllable slices that make sense. You don't want every tiny click. You want usable hits. If it needs it, enable warp inside Simpler too, so it behaves with the tempo. Now decide how you want it to play. Gate mode is great for stabs, because it only plays while you hold the note. Trigger mode is better when you want the whole slice to play even if the MIDI note is short. Set voices to something low, like 1 to 3. That's a big one. Low voices keeps the top loop punchy and stops it from stacking into a messy overlap fest. Then do a quick protective filter inside Simpler, high pass somewhere, around 150 to 300 Hz. Your bass and kick need that space. If you want extra nasal ragga bite, add a tiny resonance bump. Teacher tip here, duplicate the track. Make top loop as your stabs track. Gate mode, short, percussive. Make top loop B as your phrase track. Trigger mode, longer slices. That separation makes your arrangement way easier later. Step 3. Program the chaos, starting with a 2-bar engine. Create a MIDI clip on top loop that's 2 bars long. Set your grid to 1/16. Now the golden rule, respect the drum pocket. If your snare is on 2 and 4, try not to land your biggest vocal transients exactly on the snare. You can do tiny quiet ghosts near it, but don't steal its spotlight. A good starting idea is call and response. Place a call somewhere after the downbeat, and an answer somewhere in the gaps after the snare. For example, hits around 1.2, 1.3.3, 1.4.2, then in bar 2 maybe 2.1.4, 2.3, 2.4.3. Once the rhythm is in, work the dynamics. Accents up around 100 to 127 velocity. Ghosts down around 35 to 70. If everything is the same velocity, it'll sound like a sample pack demo, not a performance. Now microtiming, because this is where the swagger lives. Nudge a couple notes late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. Late equals attitude, especially for answers and ad-libs. Keep your hook word more dead-on, because dead-on equals impact. And if you want urgency, use micro-early pickups right before snare. The key is, give each slice a roll. Don't be randomly sloppy. Be intentionally sloppy. In Live 12, also lean on MIDI tools. Stretch notes to quickly change density, and hit the groove pool with a swing groove at like 10 to 25%. You want movement, not drunkenness. Step 4. Turn that one clip into evolving 16 to 32 bar madness, without losing mix control. Two approaches here. First approach. Duplicate and mutate. Duplicate your 2-bar clip out to 8 bars. Then every 2 bars, change only 1 to 3 hits. Swap one slice. Remove a hit. Add a quick 1/32nd stutter before a snare. That's it. Small mutations add life without destroying your motif. And arrangement-wise, make bar 7 and 8 a bit busier so it pushes into the next phrase. That's classic D&B momentum. Second approach. Performance variation using follow actions in session view. Make 4 2-bar variations, A, B, C, and D. Then set follow actions so every 2 bars it goes to next or other with some chance of repeating. Something like 40% next, 40% other, 20% repeat. Record that into arrangement. That gets you live raga chaos that still lands in the right place musically. Now let's add a couple advanced variation tricks that feel like cheating, in a good way. One is ghost call and response using note probability. Duplicate your core clip. Keep only the answer hits, and set probability around 20 to 50%. Your hook stays consistent, but the response feels alive like a DJ's hype man is improvising. Another is stable rhythm, changing syllables. You can put a random MIDI effect in front, low chance like 10 to 20%. A few choices. Record a simple rhythm on one note, and let it occasionally swap to nearby slices. The groove remains locked, but the words morph. Step 5. Processing. We want raga damage, but clean enough to sit in a modern mix. First, EQ 8. High pass 150 to 300 Hz, fairly steep. Then check harshness around 2.5 to 4.5k. If it's piercing, do a small cut, 2 to 4 dB. Then add a gentle shelf in the 8 to 12k range if it needs presence. Coach note. Vocal chops often fight your hats in the 6 to 12k zone. A quick test is to temporarily low pass your drum bus around 12k and listen. If the top loop suddenly feels way too bright, it wasn't actually occupying its own space, it was just sharing hat energy. You can solve that by either slightly taming the top loop air or carving a tiny pocket in the hats instead. Next, drum bus for bite. Drive around 5 to 15%, crunch low, and usually keep boom off so it doesn't fight the kick and bass. Transients up a bit, plus 5 to plus 15. Optional saturator after that, analog clip mode, 2 to 6 dB drive, soft clip on. But level match, don't let louder trick you into thinking it's better. Movement, auto filter, high pass or band pass, with cutoff sweeps on transitions. Even a sweep, from 200 Hz up to 1.5k can make the loop feel like it's breathing into the next section. Then space, but controlled. Ping-pong delay at 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback 15 to 35%. Filter the delay. High pass 300 to 600. Low pass 6 to 10k. And keep wet low. Maybe 8 to 18%. Reverb. Small to medium. Decay under about a second and a half. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. And definitely high pass the reverb return. Keep it subtle. At 174 BPM. Big verb turns your chops into fog. Better workflow. Put delay and reverb on return tracks. Then you can send only certain hits. That's how you get throws without washing the whole loop. Extra sound design trick if you want more spit. Put a gate before your distortion. Fast attack, short release, and set the threshold so only the consonants really open it. Then distort. You get aggressive articulation without long tails feeding the saturation. Also consider building a top loop group early. Group top loop A, top loop B. Any dark duplicates and resamples. Put your glue and global sidechain on the group, and keep the individual tracks for tone and movement. It keeps you organized and makes arrangement automation way easier. Step 6. Make it a real top loop by sidechaining around the drums. Add a compressor to the top loop track, or better, the group. Enable sidechain and feed it from the snare track, or the drum group if that's your style. Start around a 3:1 ratio, attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Then set threshold so you're getting about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. The point is not to hear obvious pumping. The point is, when the snare hits, it owns that moment. The top loop bows down for a split second. If your snare track is too dynamic, use a ghost trigger, A muted track with consistent snare MIDI, just for the sidechain. Step 7. Wheel up moments. This is where the rag-infused chaos goes from nice to disgusting, in the best way. Stutters. Duplicate the last word slice 3 to 6 times at 1/32nd before a drop, or use beat repeat, but automate it so it only happens on purpose. Interval 1 bar, grid 1/16th or 1/32nd, chance 10-25%, and then automate device on for just the fill moments. Reverse throws, resample your top loop to a new audio track by setting input to resampling and recording 4-8 bars. Then reverse a single hit right before a snare. That little suck into the hit is instant jungle DNA. Pitch drops, automate transpose down 3-12 semitones over a quarter bar to a full bar into a transition. That pull-up energy is pure system culture. Step 8. Arrange it like Riddle DNB. In the intro, be sparse. Tease 1 or 2 chops, lots of space. In the build, introduce the main pattern and automate the filter opening so it feels like it's coming toward the listener. On the drop, go full top loop but mute at every 8 bars for 1 bar. Seriously. That breathing room makes the next entrance feel like a reload.